This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In Sheni of Parshas Vayakel, the first pasuk, Vayavo kol ish asher nesa'o libo. The people came to the call. Every person whose heart uplifted him, nesa'o libo. V'chol asher nodvaru chal, and all those whose spirit was minadev. What's the nadev? Generosity. So we have the two terms, nesiat halev, the upraising of the heart, and the divat ruach. Now, what is the distinction between these? The Rambam, in the third perek of Hilchot Talmud Torah, the Rambam talks about a state in which a person is learning, but learning for the highest purpose of learning. And he begins in Halacha Vav, Mi shenesa'o libo l'kaye mitzvah zo kara'oy, v'liyot muchtar b'keta Torah. A person who wants to be so profoundly changed that he wears a crown on his head. There's the Kohen, there's the Levi, there's the Melech, and there is a crown of Torah. It means that something fundamentally has changed in the person. Nisa'o libo, liot muchter b'keter Torah. And the Rambam goes on for the rest of the perek to discuss what it means to be crowned with the crown of Torah. And so that's nesiat halev. And I thought, as I was thinking about this morning, so I thought about, there's another passage in the Rambam in which he talks about the same thing. And that is, can we be a Levi? Can we be a Kohen? If we're not? So he says, Lama lo zacha, at the end of Hilchos Shmita of Yovel in Sefer Zeroyim, Lama lo zacha Levi benachlat Eretz Yisrael levi zasam imechav. Why wasn't Levi, the tribe of Levi, zocha in the nachla? Because Levi is separated, la'avodat Hashem l'sharto l'horot drachav ha'yesharim l'shpatim ha'tzadikim l'rabin. Levi is chosen to educate the whole Jewish people. Yoru mishpatecha li'Yaakov v'toratcha li'Yisrael. U'lefichach huvdalu midarchei ha'olam. And that's why Levi has a special status. And the Rambam goes on, Baruch Hashem chelo, right? And then he ends. V'lo shevet Levi bilvad, those of you who are not Levim, those of you who are not Kohanim Levim, you can also be Elakol ish ve'ish Yisrael. Everybody from Yisrael, mikol bai ha'olam, asher nadvarucho oto. The same term, nadvarucho, and I say, oh my gosh, I thought that the Rambam used the term nesa'o libo. He uses the term nodvarucho. So we have nesiat halev and the divat halev. The Rambam uses the terms that are also found in this pasuk. Nesiat halev and the divat halev, the divat ruach. So what's the difference? The Rambam, there's not an extra word or a word chosen. No, the Rambam looked in a thesaurus, so he said, I'll use this word. Chas v'shalom. It's Karov Lapikarsis. The Ramban says the following thing. V'vo kol ish asher nesa'o libo al ha-chachamim ha-osim b'mlocha yomar kein. It's talking about those people who actually did the work. Ki lo matzinu al ha-mitnadvim nesiut halev. The mitnadvim, it's not nesiut halev. We don't find that word. Al vayazkir behem nedivut. So what does asher nesa'o libo mean? Right? The Ramban goes on and he says, Mi shiyamin avol motzo betivo shiyoda laso kein. Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem. Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem. He quotes a pasuk from Divrei Hayom. Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem. The pasuk is about the king Yehoshaphat. Okay? His heart, Vayigba, was lifted up. Vayigba libo, another term. And the Ramban connects it with these terms, with the terms in this pasuk. What is Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem? So I want to suggest now, I'm not saying that the Ramban is saying the same thing as the Rambam, and I'm giving something that I think is not just a pshat, but a question in life, certainly for anybody who's in a yeshiva. Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem. In what way is Yehoshaphat a yigba libo bedarche Hashem? So when you study those psukim in Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Beis, you'll find out why. What does this king noted for? Because what he did was, and this is the context of the pasuk, of the whole issue, he takes certain people, okay, Shnat Shalosh L'Malcho, in the third year of his kingdom, he sends people out L'Lameid B'Arei Yehuda. The people they're not in good shape. They don't know anything. They're not doing anything. So he sends people to travel in the cities of Yehuda, the Imohem Halvim, and the Levim, and he lists names of the Levim who went with them. And what did they do? Vayalamdu b'Yehuda. They taught Torah in Yehuda. V'imoim sefer Torah Hashem vayasobu b'chol arei Yehuda vayalamdu b'am. They went about from one city to another city teaching the people what they needed to know because the people knew nothing. So there is a medrash. The Medrash is in Shoftim and raises the following question. There was a terrible thing that happened in Am Yisrael. It's called Pilegesh Begiva. Without going into the story, you'll look up the story, but it was a terrible story of the breakdown of civilized life in the worst way. And as a result of that, 72,000 people and the men died, were killed. And the Medrash says, I'm reading from Yalkut Shimoni, Im Tomar, Otam Shnayim V'Shivim Elosh Shenergu B'Givat Ben Yamim, Ne'ma Nergu. Why were these 72,000 people killed? Because of the terrible thing that happened in the incident of Pelegesh Begiva. Hayolohem, because the following thing, Hayolohem L'Sanhedrin G'dol Shiniach Moshe V'Yoshua Pinchas Ben Elazar Imohem, Moshe and Aaron and Pinchas, there was a Sanhedrin, the Talmid Chachamim of the generation. What should they have done? Sheyikshuru Chavolim Shol Barzel B'Mosneim V'Yagbiu B'Gdeim L'Malo. They should raise up their bekeshes, if you will, their kapatas, and they should go around the Achzeru B'Chol Ayor Seim Shol Yisrael, where they should have gone and traveling around to every city, every town, every hamlet in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Echad L'Lachish, in one day they should be in Lachish, and another day in Eglon. Yom Echad L'Chevron, Yom Echad L'Beit El, Yom Echad L'Yerushalayim. V'ilamdu otam derech Eretz b'shana, b'shtayim, b'shalosh, b'arba, b'chamesh. When Am Yisrael came in, they should have been going around the Sanhedrin, people who knew Torah, should have said, it's my job, it's my mission in life to spread Torah and to teach people the basics of Torah. Basics of Torah begin with Derech Eretz, begin with civilization, a civilized life. Yitgadel v'yitkadesh shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam kulo shebara misof ha'olam v'ad sofo. And this would lead to the Yitgadel v'yitkadesh shmei rabo, when people will know what the Torah is about. Heim lo asu kein, but they didn't do it. They didn't go around. They didn't go about. They didn't go teaching. El kevin shenichnasu Yisrael liartzam kol echad v'echad rutz l'karmel l'zeito. They came to Eretz Yisrael. This is my Karen. This is my Zayit. This is my house. Right? It's terrific. It's a wonderful place. I'll do. I'll stay. I'll stay home. What do I need this? Right? And they said, Shalom alai nafshi. Ah, so good. Shalom laharbeot ha-torah. It's too much of a bother. Gentlemen, there are two stages. The stage that you're in now is you're learning Torah. You're learning Torah. Some of you will say, I want, you will have what the Rambam calls Nesa'o Libo, right? Nesiyut Halev. And you'll want to be transformed ultimately through Torah such that you're in a different state of being, the state of kingship, the Keter of Torah. But there's another stage, another issue. One can't be on the level of the great knowledge of Torah, and one has to be, therefore, not sitting in his house, not sequestering himself. There's an obligation to go out. As the Rambam says, that level in which everybody can do will be like Shevet Levi, who is supposed to be the teachers. Unfortunately, we live in a world in which the knowledge of Torah is so doesn't Jewish people, it's a disaster, right? I don't know how many of you who are going to leave here are going to feel that you're crowned with the crown of Torah. Maybe you have to stay for 2 years, maybe you have to stay for 20 years. I don't know. But I do know one thing. I do know one thing. That when you leave here and you go back to wherever you're going back to, whether it's a university in this place, or a city in this place, or a town in that place, doesn't matter where you go. You. Okay, I'll point to everybody, right? Take this personally. I mean it personally. Okay? Every one of you, by the time you leave here, whether it's a year or two, you're going to know, you really understand that you really don't know anything. You're not marts. As to what there is to know. But when you go out there, in the university, wherever, you are the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. Think of that. The Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, any more names, Gedolim, right? Whoever you want. You're all of them wrapped up into one because they don't know anything. And the question is whether you take on the Achrayut, or whether you say, Shalom Alei Nafshi. It's, you know, Baruch Hashem, I know something. You then have an obligation. You will never be able to fill that obligation if right now you don't really resolve to understand and to take it upon yourself. Whatever, whether you're here for a year or you're here for more than a year, it doesn't matter. Use your time well to learn as much Torah as you can. It will transform you to some degree. But more than that, it will give you tremendous knowledge. Tremendous knowledge. When you're teaching somebody who doesn't know what an aleph looks like, who doesn't know what the first word of the Torah is, you know the world. Know it, do it, teach it. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.